I'm John Hingsbergen for WEKU. Singer, actor, and dancer Ben Vereen brings his show called Steppin' Out to the Norton Center for the Arts Saturday evening. I had the opportunity to speak with the 70-year-old about his show, the value of the arts, and some of his current efforts, including a project to help troubled kids.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's music and moonlight and love and romance, let's face the music and dance.
In the Bible, it says, in the beginning was the Word, but the Word had to come upon a movement. And the movement was the wind. And so being able to express that movement is a wonderful thing. I love watching young dancers today do their thing and discovering their bodies in the movement. I believe that light is an art form. Mine happened to be the performing arts. We watch the Patriots and the Falcons. You know, theirs was expression through football. You see? The politicians, theirs expression through, we hope, the right legislations. Life itself is an art form. And if we treat each other with that knowledge, then maybe we'll learn to love one another more and respect each other's.
When we talk about this show, it's Steppin' Out. It's a tribute to Broadway, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr. What are folks going to see on stage that night?
I call it my gratitude show. And my thank you to my audiences for being with me and allowing me to entertain them all these years. We'll go back through the years and some current things. We'll revisit shows like Jesus Christ Superstar, revisit Hair, Pippin, those type of shows. It's a celebration.
You're involved in some relatively new projects. I understand there's a TV series, Sneaky Pete.
Yes, Sneaky Pete is on Amazon. I have another one coming out in March, I believe, on Fox called Making History, which is a half-hour sitcom. And I just finished doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I had never seen it. So I'm doing a concert in Venice, Florida, somewhere. And I was going up to shoot Rocky Horror Picture Show. So I turn to the audience and I say, you know, thank you for coming out. And I'm leaving here and I have to catch a plane because I'm going up to Canada to shoot the film or the remake, they tell me, of a show called the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The audience went nuts.
I'll bet.
They went nuts. Oh, my God. Ah! I said, whoa. I thought it was a rock star there for a minute.
Ben Vereen, one of your new projects is something called Wellness Through the Arts.
It's a project that I have started to put arts back in schools. And right now we've got to watch, be watchful people, because it's going to come down even harder for our children. When they remove the arts, you'll see more of the craziness that I see going on in the world. The arts will heal if we give it the chance. It's in San Diego, Tucson, and Sacramento right now. We're looking to spread it across the United States. It's an essay program where I have kids write a two-page essay on BOLD, bullying, obesity, low self-esteem, or diabetes. Kids who are living with that, and it's going further now. We're opening up to other areas of discomfort. And the idea is My Best Day is the name of the essay, to talk about how they overcome it, how they deal with it. And I take five of them. I put them with a dramaturg and a composer. They put together a little 5 to 10 minute show. They get $500 a piece, $1,000 to the school in order to encourage them. That child may be sitting there who's written an essay and sees this performing arts and sees the possibility of their potential. And they'll grow up to change the world because they have been allowed and given the tools that they need in order to be creative and bring love back to the planet.
Ben Vereen, thank you so much. We're looking forward to seeing you in Danville, Kentucky on Saturday.
I cannot wait myself.
We got magic to do for you.